I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. We're live on the 7th of February 2006. And we're joined here with Planet and Sapphire again.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, the topic of this today's show was going to be games. However, due to unforeseen circumstances, partially, or maybe this whole episode, we'll be talking about leeching cunt holes.
We'll start with that. We'll see if we can get it off our chests and move on.
Yes.
Maybe we can't. Maybe it'll fill up the full hour. Yeah. We don't know yet.
Basically, out of my own... how can I put this... Because I'm a nice guy, I thought it would be nice to host the IT crowd on our server. Due to the fact that the Channel 4 website does not allow people to view this site or to download the IT crowd from outside the UK. So, it was there for people to download. However, some cunts decided to basically directly link those two episodes from their blogs, which meant last night our stats peaked at about, was it 400 to 500 gigs?
Yeah.
In the space of 3 to 4 hours. Now this wouldn't have been a problem if we would have been notified, and we're looking at some serious issues here, which may jeopardize the existence of Hacker Voice. And also, I wouldn't have minded if they had linked us, if they had said who it was linked to, or at least notified us and said, do you mind if we link to these two episodes? Mm. Now, I could have... I'm partially, well, mostly guilty for this, as I was a bit naive and... thought the best of things and the best of people. However, that caused us to be in some serious fuckerage right now. I just want to say to all those people that thought it might be fun to stream the episodes directly from the link to some forums, that you're all a bunch of cocksuckers. And thank you very much.
See, this is one of the problems we did find going through the stats. You'll probably find this in a few forums that it's linked to us.
Yeah.
And fine, that's okay. But in a couple of forums, what they've actually done is embedded the actual video into the forum post. So as soon as you load that thread, the video will come up and start playing. So there's a lot of people clicking on threads in forums,
yeah,
and it starts playing whether they know what it is they're about to watch or not. And that's just leeching the fuck out of our bandwidth.
And because we have very fast servers, which means that you've already downloaded in like half a minute, like 20 meg, 30 meg, times that by 5,000 people, you're looking at some serious numbers right there.
Mm. We've also been seriously fucked over by our hosting company.
Yeah.
Who are apparently blind as bats, didn't see this coming, didn't see it happening, and failed to do a goddamn thing when it did. Because we've now used up quite a lot of bandwidth, they want to have a little word with us, which happens tomorrow. So that's why we're saying it could possibly jeopardise the future of Hacker Voice Radio, because we're not really sure what those bandwidth costs are going to be. We got fucked, basically.
We've got a few numbers up in the air, and none of them look pretty at all.
No.
One of them looks like, oh, fucking...
Yeah.
Killer.
Leave the country.
And the other one looks manageable, but it's not good at all. And, you know, it's just fucking fucked over by two little things. It's just ridiculous, and I can't believe I let that happen and let it, you know, let it get way out of hand like that.
Well, it is an incredible kind of case study, really. Here we are with quite a small community of about 50 to 60 regulars on the forums, a few guys who are regulars on IRC, and kind of a wider listener base.
Yeah.
But we are very much a small radio station who were basically geeks who are into geeks. You know, that's the way I think of our people. It's the way I think of myself. So we put this up because you weren't able to get it from Channel 4 because they were getting hit so bad. So we wanted to relieve the stress from them and help our little community out. Now, sadly, it's kind of gone out of our little community and into someone else's community, which is huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. It got posted on some blog, and it got hit and hit and hit and hit. Just over a short space of time, it got absolutely raped.
During the time that we were actually asleep.
Yeah. Overnight.
Yeah.
Just got fucked. So it's pretty strange. It's a good example of how things can grow and grow on the internet and really get out of control really, really quickly.
But, yeah, I mean, the reason I'm really angry about this is because nobody had the courtesy to actually link to our website. Not one person.
Just straight to the videos.
Yeah, and I always try my best if I'm ever linking from somebody else. If it's usually an image, I download it, then upload it to our servers.
Cool.
Because we can handle it. I mean, we can handle people downloading the entire archives of all the shows that we do. We've never had an issue with that, as far as I know. And then this, you know, happens overnight, whereby we are not even aware of what happens, and it just kind of screws things up for everyone.
Mm. And like you say, it's another pisser because obviously the web statistics show where it all came from, and we've gone and checked it out.
Yeah.
And not a single one of these things say thanks to Hacker Voice for hosting it. You know, it would have been nice before bending us over and fucking us right up the arse to say thank you. But no, that's fine. You know. Bastards.
Yes, indeed.
Would have made it, you know, a bit easier to take. But, oh well. Not really much we can do at the minute, but try and figure out just how bad it is and,
and see what we
see
can
what's
do.
Going on.
Yeah. It's a shame that this will now affect, you know, our... Well, it could affect our, you know, regular visitors and our regular... contributors and some great guys that are part of the community and contribute heavily every day to Hacker Voice and their fond listeners and all that kind of jazz and
the real supporters what we're doing
and could, you know, have some collateral damage.
It is a kick in the balls.
Yes.
I can think of no other decent way to explain it.
Yeah, and it couldn't come at the worst time where my personal life is fucking shot to shit. And you know, I'm looking at some serious fucking debt right now if this actually is out of hand as much as we think it is. but I guess we'll have to see, you know.
Yep, we'll find out and take it from there.
Okay.
So, let this be a lesson to you, listeners. Don't ever host anything, ever. Ever. Yeah. Don't have a website. Don't have a blog. Don't have anything. And if you do, don't do it with the people we're doing Hacker Voice Radio with at the minute. Because they've seriously let us down. And they're turning around and trying to screw us for them being shit, basically. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So there is going to be some changes in the future. Hopefully just minor ones where you might see a bit of a loss of service and we change hosters.
Yeah.
That's kind of the best case scenario at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're aiming for.
Or probably just downtime for the next month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of your middle ground scenario where we shut down till the end of the month until we can get some bandwidth back in March.
Yeah.
And obviously the other end of the scale, worst case scenario, is we have to
go
halt
down
the operation.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. And no more free radio broadcasts anymore.
Which obviously none of us want to see happen.
No.
If there is any way we can get out of that, we will. But, it's... We're still waiting on a lot of facts,
yes.
Is why we're a bit unsure as to what's going on at the minute. So we'll find out when our crappy, shitty little hosting company open their help desk at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Because they like to close early. Because, as I said, they're shit. And once we go to nice new people who will look after us and take care of us, we will give away the name of the people who previously hosted us and have a full episode about what cunts they are.
Yes, and how to exploit them.
And why you should never use them and throw eggs at people who do.
Yes.
So there. That's it, I'm done.
Yeah, I think we should move on from that. Well, let's see. I sent you that email today about a cool website I found which lets you buy a kit to build your own Sinclair ZX81 for the humble price of around £78. You can own your own Sinclair ZX and put it all together for yourself, as well as a few peripherals such as a tape drive, printer, and also with a built-in RF module so that you can view what you are doing on a computer, on a monitor, or any kind of standard TV. It's an awesome little piece of kit, and I guess for any kind of computer enthusiast or electronic enthusiast, and myself, I was actually considering getting this before I found out that I probably won't have enough money to feed myself for the rest of my life. The website is www.zx81kit.co.uk. Go and check it out. And sadly, they don't have any really big files that you can leech off.
This looks absolutely fantastic. I really do want one of these.
Yeah.
Not only as a retro gamer, but as just basically a total geek.
Yeah.
It's like as shipped ZX81 they're saying, I didn't even know this was going on, but they're saying this is how they shipped them to South America.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, and somehow they've gotten hold of a lorry load or a factory load of these.
They nicked it or something.
They probably did.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you have to get your own power supply, but it tells you where you can get the power supply from. Basically, Maplin's.
It's a bog standard power supply, 9 volts, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. But you get the ZX81, and you actually have to build it. You have to put the chips in, you have to put all the resistors in.
Which is the most awesome part of this.
Yes, that is even better than just owning the normal ZX81 from back in the day. This, you have to build. You have to understand it. That's what the old computers was about. you know, making it yourself, and wow, this is fantastic. I want one.
Yeah, that's exactly what attracted me to this. If it was just a site selling ZX81s, I probably wouldn't have given it the second look. But because it's offering you the kit to build it yourself, so in effect, you're building yourself a computer, which is the best part of this. What more could you ask for in a fun little project that at the end of the project you've got yourself a working, maybe 1K worth of ZX81 with a 16K RAM pack, and and as the song goes, hey hey 16K. Doobie 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 doo, RAM packs were much better, something something, yeah.
La 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 la. And if you like that song, you can go to beta.com, which is b3ta.com, and download it there. It's called Hey Hey 16K,
yeah.
Written by some very cool guys, and it's got great animation on it.
Yeah.
Check it out. But one of the things I do love about this ZX81 kit is, yeah, it's quite obvious, really. It's building your own computer, and it's retro computing as well.
Yeah.
All rolled into one. I mean, if they threw in a free porn mag and a 6 case of beer, I'd be the happiest man on earth. There's all my interests rolled into one.
Yeah.
Apart from it can't play World of Warcraft, but everyone has their faults.
So what are you thinking about buying one of these kits?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, same here, man. I really want to get one of these.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And especially when I first saw it, I didn't really read the site. I flicked through a bit and went, what? I thought it was people reproducing the old Sinclair hardware.
Yeah.
But apparently this is old stuff that
it's
never used.
Unpacked, unopened ZX kits, which is it's fucking great, man, yeah.
It's a load of stuff they found in South America somewhere, and so obviously while stocks last, you know, this stuff can't go on forever.
Oh, fuck, but I shouldn't have announced it on the show. Nobody's going to fucking buy one. Bollocks.
Screw it, we'll just delete this episode. Yeah, get a couple. Yeah.
Awesome. I want to buy one now.
Really cool. Yeah, I do want one.
Not considering the amount of money we're about to probably have to dish out for.
Oh, fuck it, 80 quid won't make that much of a difference. No, won't it? Fucking trouble we're in.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right there, mate, actually.
Oh, fuck it, get one while we've still got the cash.
Yeah. And just disappear.
Oh, yeah. I'm changing my name.
Yes. From Planet Lave to Uranus Lave.
Oh, it sounds too close to Uranus Slave.
Yeah, I'll change my name from Belial to, I don't know,
something else.
Not Belial. No, it's not me. I mean, him.
First name, I am not. Last name, Belial.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, though, that even talking about it just makes me want one even more. I think we should move on, because otherwise I'll just hit the buy now button. Yeah. Excuse me, credit card, Visa, okay.
It is pretty awesome. I mean, I can't wait to get hold of it and like put all the resistors in and solder them all on and get the chips in right and all that stuff. And oh man, fucking hey.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Could you imagine having that with the little audio deck and the printer? Oh, that would be fucking the bomb, man.
Yeah. What's the cost of all of it?
You're looking at about over 100 quid there.
Quite a bit, yeah. You've got 80 quid for the ZX81 kit, 30 for the 16K add-on. There's all kinds of stuff here. I was never a big Spectrum kind of bloke, so
yeah.
I don't know what half this shit is. Oh, you got a printer here for 40, and that's then you got compatible paper rolls for a fiver a pop.
Yeah.
That's mad. You probably can't get these anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then the high-res graphics add-on. Oh, yeah, but that's really high-res.
This probably adds, like, three more colours on.
Yeah. I'll install Far Cry on there, see how high-res it is. Quake 4. Oh, it's not working.
And Sapphire probably thinks I'm an idiot in thinking of buying one of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Considering how much money you might have to pay out.
Yeah, but, I mean, right now, it wouldn't really make much of a fucking difference, you know.
And
yeah.
The fact about the job.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, you're forgetting that, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm forgetting all this, because having a ZX81 right now...
It would make it all better.
It would make it so much better.
And then we could pretend we're still in the 1980s and none of this had happened.
Yeah. But you'd probably have to email them to check stock availability.
Oh, first, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to sell out of a lot of this pretty quickly, to be honest with you. So.
They probably already have, because they were linked from the IT Crowd website.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Can't even host their own fucking movies.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, man. What can you do? Mm.
And in Google News, Google is offering a new feature called Google Chat or Google Talk or something like that. Google is tightening the link between Gmail and Google Talk by allowing users to conduct instant messaging text chat sessions from within the web interface. The Mountain View, California company plans to introduce this on Tuesday to use Google Talk from within Gmail. Users do not need to download any additional software nor a separate application. Its new Gmail feature will start Tuesday, well, today, which is pretty cool. So, guys, do check out your Gmail accounts.
See if it's on.
Yeah, it already is on my one, and I was playing around with that.
Cool. Any good?
It's exactly like GTalk, except I don't think it offers any voice functionality, but it's compatible with all the current browsers.
Cool
yeah,
stuff.
It's text only, which is cool because you don't have to download GTalk to be able to talk to all your friends. So that's one plus for it, but I don't really see it as some huge thing, you know. It's cool, but, you know.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's not massive. Like you say, it's pretty handy if you spend a lot of time in Gmail and you want to IM people at the same time who are on GTalk and...
Which I don't really think I do, so it doesn't really
appear. I don't.
Yeah, no.
Come think of it, though, wouldn't this pose a bit of a security risk for... risk? For
Fist.
Companies that don't allow IM software?
Yes.
If you can send... Can you send files through GTalk?
No. Nope.
I've never tried it.
You can't.
Can't.
No.
Ah, well, forget about it.
It's text only.
You'll be all right then. Yeah. That's cool. But, you know, a web-based IM interface where you can send files, that would be a problem. Because a lot of firms, they block MSN Messenger, Yahoo Messenger, and blah, 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 because you can send files through the firewall to users that don't come through the normal channels. And then if it's a great big virus, people go, "Oh, click this EXE." "Oh, okay. Now I've got a virus." And bad things like that can happen.
Yes, you can get pwned. Do you want to... Which one do you want to talk about? There's a few topics out there that our good friend and elite news hound has found. LucasAid never fails. There's the home terror camps in the UK. What took your interest out of that? Porn filters?
The first part of that title, the porn bit.
Yeah.
Then I read filters and lost all interest. What have we got? I've not actually looked at it that much because of all the stuff that's been going on. It's been like the past 5 hours running around panicking and trying to get some answers and shit, yeah. See what we got here. Yeah, that one looks boring. Not read that one. Great radio, this.
Yeah. Mm.
Listen to me reading stories.
Just, looks like my mouse is interfering with the recording. It's an RF mouse. Oh, I never noticed this before. Weird.
Is that what that weird sound is?
Yeah, like a... Oh. Or something.
Yeah, it kind of keeps coming in, going out.
Yeah, it's when I'm scrolling with the thing, it starts doing that.
Weird.
Yes. Very weird. Tell you what's a fun little hack to do. I think I talked about this before. Have you ever considered having your own personal mobile EMP generator?
Oh, hasn't everyone?
Just so people, if they don't know what EMP is, electromagnetic pulse, it's pretty much what a atom bomb generates when it goes off. You can build your own short-range, high-intensity, portable mobile EMP generator to wipe out all existing technology within a certain range, and basically wipe everything out, including all RF devices. The trick to do it is, you know, those disposable cheapo cameras you can get for like $4.99 a bob.
Yeah.
Basically, you get one of those, and you rip it apart. So you're just left with the bit where the control board where it generates the electricity to do the flash.
Right.
Yeah. And obviously, to change film, it's all mechanical. You have to twist it. So basically, all that PCB is for is generating the power to blow the flash off, basically. And the bit where you attach a battery to. It's actually really simple to do. What you need to do is you get yourself, I don't know, a foot's worth of copper coil, coil it around in a kind of oblong fashion, take one part, solder it to the positive side of the flash bit. It pokes out behind the black bit of the flash cartridge, and then the other bit to the negative side on one of the PCB boards. Not sure where it is exactly. All the models are the same. They're pretty much produced by the same manufacturer. Mm. Basically, what happens is, as the capacitor charges from the battery, it generates such a high intensity voltage that when it blows through the copper field, it generates a huge magnetic surge that will wipe anything electronic within like 3-4 foot around it. Wipes everything out. However, I have to say, it's such a dangerous thing to do. The health risks are immense. And also, you can get severe electric shock from it. And legalities of it are like ridiculous. You're carrying around an EMP generator. Really, really won't be looked upon nicely by the authorities, especially now in this crazy terrorist shit. You know, it's also a very malicious device. So that's the way to do it. It's a really sweet little hack that you can do in the space of half an hour with, I don't know, less than 10 quid's worth of cost.
Mad.
So, yeah.
I wonder if in the future that will become some kind of weird cyber terrorist suicide bomb kit.
Where
instead of people blowing themselves up, they go to close to a building, 3 or 4 of them, set off homemade EMP generator with a bigger range and, you know, wipe bank records and nasty stuff like that, you know.
Actually, that's quite an interesting point you just made. What happens if you hook this up to, if you have it close to like a ATM machine.
Mm.
It just spazzes the ATM machine, I would guess.
It's got to fuck it up.
Yeah. I mean, let's say you put this up to, like, an RFID reader, one of those Oyster card readers. It will just kill it instantly. It will kill Oyster cards. It will kill RFID tags. It will kill anything that's electronic, you know. Pretty much anything an EMP wipes, it will wipe that out with a short range. And you're looking at, you know, because you can actually hear how the capacitor charges. Goes, you know, like when you fire up the flash in a camera.
Yeah.
That's basically what it does, except it's not dangerous because all the energy is released through the flash, through light energy. However, this is concentrated through that copper coil. Copper generates electromagnetic waves, this huge burst of electromagnetic energy. Going through that copper coil wipes literally everything. You know, if you had a mobile phone in your pocket, don't expect it to work after that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mad.
Yeah, because you could sit on a bus and just set that thing off. Nobody would know. Doesn't make any noise, doesn't flash, doesn't blow up. It just goes, you know, you can just hear the sound of it charging like a camera. And,
yeah.
And when it goes off, it goes off like a bitch. Wipes everything out. I've done this before. I don't know if you remember. I had one of those little things. No, don't remember.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quite fun. Actually, we were talking about it when we were in the US. But yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I remember that. I wasn't drunk. But yeah, this is probably something that, if perfected to be safer and of a wider area, wider range, people might be taken into kind of the criminal world. I mean, you imagine if you've got some kind of EMP generator that's harmless to yourself and decent range on it, you're going into rob a shop or something. These days, you can't just batter the door down and steal things. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, so you might have people trying to attack the cameras with these EMP devices, trying to blow them up and screw them up and all kind of things like that.
Well, that's exactly what me and Ionix talked, is you can actually focus this energy, which means you can focus the EMP blast to point at a sensitive device, such as we were discussing wiping out AP points and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you wipe out an AP, you can then become that AP for a certain amount of time so that people then join onto you, sort of thing, if you see what I mean.
As gotcha. Like,
this generates a focused field, and I can't reveal too much of the stuff that we discussed because it's highly fucking sensitive shit, you know. But it is entirely possible to, let's say, you go into a bank, you set this device off, it will only generate enough range to wipe all the security equipment in the bank, such as the security doors, RFID, anything like that, anything that's, you know, has sensitive electronic equipment, wipes it all out. It doesn't comply to FCC regulations one fucking bit.
Yeah,
so
obviously.
So it will kill everything, your computer, the mobile phone in their pockets, the cameras on the building,
bloody radios,
radios, everything
like that,
and you know it generates a blank out on that.
Oh, that's mad! That's such a cool theme for like a movie as well.
It is, yeah.
Like electronic bank robbing.
And not only that, I mean, it's only limited to the amount the capacitor can hold or can pump into, because what you're doing is you're converting like 1.5 volts into I think it's a 900 volt or something like that capacitor. Let's say you pumped it, charged it full from a 9 volt car battery or 12 volt car battery, sorry. You could generate enough power in the capacitor, although it'll be one time use only, sort of thing. It'll kill it straight away. It will just blow up and burn or explode or whatever they do. But all you need is a one go on it.
Yeah. That's so mad.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend anyone doing this because it's really, really fucking dangerous, especially if some kid thinks to pick this up. The reason I'm actually saying this and talking about it is because it's been around on the internet for the past few days, and somebody else did an experiment with this on a website. One of the major situations that you could face is actually killing someone with this. Why? Because if they had a pacemaker, their heart would stop. Because the pacemaker dies. It's very sensitive to EMP radiation. And you wipe this out. Let's say you were playing around with this in your house, and your granddad came round to visit, and like most old people, they have pacemakers. You blow this thing out in your house, you kill your granddad or your next door neighbor or whoever, you know, you might be doing this in a bus or something stupid like that. You know, I really do not recommend fucking around with this. But seriously, with these kind of systems, you've got to be aware that this can happen. So, you know.
Yeah, we're not here to encourage people to do wacky shit. We're just here to say this kind of thing goes on.
But,
you know, it's out there.
We're also not here to fuck about either, you know. So this is out there. This is live. Whoever's listening to it should be aware of this device and the way to actually modify a simple disposable camera into a very lethal stealth weapon.
Mad. Crazy, isn't it? A little bloody Kodak camera and some copper wire.
Yeah.
Sounds so futuristic when you start talking about EMP weapons and...
Well, the basis of it is very simple, you know. It's just a very simple little modification. I took upon this 3-4 months ago and did a little test myself and forgot about it. Literally threw it away or what, I don't remember where. It was probably somewhere in a drawer or something. And then I saw somebody had a blog on this, and they had a picture of how they were doing this. Thought, oh shit, you know, I should have written an article about it or something. You know, it's always, oh fuck, I should have, you know, written about it. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I should have done that years ago. Yeah.
It's always that happens. You find something and you don't think it's actually that cool, and you're like, oh okay, this is cool, but I'm sure nobody else gives a fuck about it. And then you don't write about it, you don't release it, and everybody else gets the fucking credit for it. But you know, that is the nature of life.
Them's the dice.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a really malicious device. You know.
Mad.
So is also that anti-pervert classes for school kids?
I was just reading that, yeah. This is posted by LucasAid from the forums. And the title is Anti-Pervert Classes for School Kids.
Yeah.
Children should be taught internet safety and how to avoid online paedophiles as part of the national curriculum, it was claimed. The director of Cyberspace Research Unit at the University of Central Lancashire, Dr. Rachel O'Connell, said learning about dangers posed by the internet should be compulsory in schools. Online well-being should be a mandatory part of the school curriculum. From the day a child starts at school, she said, it needs to be embedded throughout the curriculum. And she added, teachers need to be upskilled in order to achieve that. What do you reckon? Good thing, bad thing?
Good thing. Mm. I think it's a really good thing because it was actually an article I posted up on the forums that kind of touches upon this, whereby the act of using a computer or chat room or any method of communication on a computer breaks down certain barriers in the human psyche. Because in real life, your brain works on various methods whereby you assess somebody's credibility by the way they look and act. You can't do this on the internet. And this, the thing I was writing about was mainly for the kind of spammers and phishers and stuff like that. and why people get sucked into these things. This acts the same way for children, and we're talking about children such as, you know, let's say 4 to 16 year olds, you know, and they can be very naive and at that age believe things are as they are, you know, on the internet, and they're not really
without question.
Yeah, so if they got into a relationship with somebody who says that they are the same age as them, however they're like, I don't know, you know, 50-year-old twat geezer fucking who loves little boys, and bad things can stem from there only. Nothing can be ever good from that kind of shit, you know? It's pretty much like nothing good can come of that, let's just put it that way. Basically, any kind of education and those kind of skills, I think it's a good thing. That's my opinion on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I've always thought as teaching kids about computers is to kind of be the parents' job. But
yeah,
they seem to be doing such a bad job of it.
Yeah.
And keeping up with what's going on and who they're talking to, that it probably should be put back
into
school, the
schools, yeah,
and the teachers trained up as to what to teach the kids to look out for. And basically just a bit of, don't trust people on the internet, okay? Stay away from them, you don't know them. Back in my day, it was, don't talk to strangers, don't take sweets from strangers. It was that basic, you know, don't talk to strangers. This is kind of the 2006 version of that.
Yeah.
Don't IM strangers and, you know, don't meet up with them in the park after dark because they're not really an 8-year-old kid and stuff like that. Got to be a good thing. And even the poll that's on the website here, 90% say yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why the other 10% say no. They're probably the paedophiles.
Yes.
Gary Glitter, he's logged on a lot of times. He's going, no, 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 no. He's trying to fight it, but he's losing.
What do you think about this, Seth?
Yeah, but we met on the internet.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
You can't prove anything.
I can. I have the email still.
Okay.
YMO and say, do you want to see some puppies?
Yeah, but you didn't... I didn't say I was a 6-year-old kid, or you weren't a 6-year-old kid, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
There wasn't that kind of meeting whereby, fucking... It was like...
I'll meet you by the swings.
Yeah.
You met me at work, I remember.
Yeah, I socially engineered you.
Yeah. Embarrassed the hell out of me and scared me a bit.
I walked in with a gun.
No, you didn't.
No.
No pants on.
If only.
And, well, getting back to what we were talking about, Sapphire.
I'm sorry.
Fucking embarrassing me. What do you think about this and pervs and stuff like that?
It's horrible.
What is?
Pervs and...
And them lot.
And them lot, yeah.
Them weirdos. It's about time, though, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about time
they
woke
the
up.
The curriculum.
Yeah. And there's,
yeah,
only, there's only so far that you can actually push parents, you know. There's only so much that they can actually do. And coming from somebody that's not parent, you know, you always, I think, at that age, you'd always rebel and go, oh, fuck off, you don't know nothing, and all that crap, and I don't know, whatever they do.
They probably would, yeah.
Yeah, and just, you know, talk to them in spite of their directions that the parents have given them. And there's so much that you can actually push a parent to do that I think education through curriculum on these matters is a far better thing. And I'm quite glad to see it, actually.
Especially as they'll be kind of trained into this from the early days when they go to school right throughout until they leave.
Yeah.
You know, don't fuck about on the internet. Don't trust these people. I just hope they take it one stage further into all kind of IT.
Yeah.
Don't open attachments from people you don't know. It's probably a virus. Don't click on that link that says bigger penis now.
Ooh.
You know.
Damn it. Why didn't you tell me earlier?
You know, hopefully one day they'll expand it beyond that, but at least they're getting kind of the basics in, and it is for the safety of these kids, so it is a damn good thing. It's about time, but at least they're doing it now,
yeah,
and not never.
I
just hope they take it up
mm.
and not just, you know, file this report away and go, well, yeah, we'll take it under advisement, but, you know.
And something I was playing around with today. If everybody would like to point their browsers to buzz.research.yahoo.com. It's like a mock stock market whereby you can buy shares from certain companies, invest in certain companies, not really companies, like in certain markets. Like, what happens is basically you can invest in pretty much a wide variety of internet related topics, and the way the markets are controlled are by the amount of buzz they get. Now, buzz is a kind of buzzword, if that works, in marketing, whereby it's called buzz marketing. Now, one second, let me just write this down for our good friend Planet Lave.
Hello. I totally missed a link there, and I typed in the wrong one. What a noob.
.yahoo.com. And basically, you get an initial, I think it's 1,000 grand worth of, or is it 10,000, sorry, grand worth of money, dollars or something like that. And you can then go ahead and pick out certain things. Like, let's say, take this as an example. If you invested, like $500 in Virus on the 2nd of February. On the 3rd of February, you'd be a very rich man, because what happened then is that loads of people were searching for the keywords of Virus. Now, this can include computer virus, computer worm, internet worm, email virus, and a whole load of other shit. Now, the way the buzz marketing works is the amount of key hits that specific stock gets is relative to the amount of trading price it goes to. So it's a really cool little real kind of stock market, but however, not real as in you don't get any money from it. And I've just found that I'm actually $70 in debt, which isn't good. My stock price is not good, but however, my net worth is $9,251, which isn't too bad. Basically, you get a feel of how stock market works, how you can play the stock market, because after all, it is just a game, and it's really about predicting what will happen. So you can have long-term investments such as Internet Explorer 7, because you know that in a month's time, that will then skyrocket because everybody will be searching for that. You can invest in rumors, you know, such as things that you think will be developed, certain aspects, you know, it's pretty much a really broad range of things. Examples are like Hurricane Katrina or something like that, Hurricane Lee, or on those kind of things. Those specific keywords will be hit at a certain time, and that certain time, if you put your money in at the right time, you will get a lot of dividends from when the stock market closes. So it's a really interesting research tool, very fun to play with, very addictive, and a lot of people are making a lot of money from virtually, sadly. It'd be really cool if it was actually real money that you actually get from, but that's not how life works sometimes, sadly.
That's pretty cool stuff. Makes me wish that I'd signed up for this and put Hacker Voice Radio in my portfolio.
Yeah.
Because we got fucking loads of hits. Sadly.
Yeah, but it really does teach you how to play the stock market, and it's also it's also a good little thing to actually work out if you're shit at it, so that you don't ever consider venturing into the real life and getting into huge amounts of debt, because people have actually killed themselves over that shit. You know, I've heard. But yeah, it's a cool little stuff. It's a cool little tool, and I'm sure people will have some fun with playing around with this.
Too right. That's damn cool stuff.
Yeah.
And that's buzz.research.yahoo.com.
That's right.
In case you're a noob like me and missed it originally.
So what else do we have for the 10 minutes remaining?
We could sing.
Yes. La 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 la.
I was thinking more of, and now the end is near. We might not do another episode
because this we got pwned.
We got fucked in the bandwidth pipe, and it hurt.
Oh, so much.
Still can't sit down. Anything that caught your eye today?
The tech comedy draws flack from fans. The IT crowd. How I hate to mention that word now. A sitcom set in the IT department hit by Nation Screens last Friday and received mixed reception, according to the industry figures. 1.8 million reviewers, of which we got screwed by mostly. Yeah. Watched the first episode, which with relatively poor return for the prime 9 o'clock slot, because they were all listening to our radio broadcast. No, a mere 100,000 switched off before the second episode, which was shown immediately afterwards. This low viewing figures could be partly because these two episodes have been available online from previous week, but the show in which the IT staff portrayed has socially inept nerds, bosses, and rampaging psychotherapists, and a woman that cares about shoes found itself on the end of some hard-hitting criticism. A.A. Gill wrote in the Sunday Times that one problem with the program is that a lot of viewers, including himself, may have no idea what the IT department and office does. I suspect it is one of those very sexy, very little jokes that commuters share as a prolific against showing themselves under the tube. Okay, I don't get that.
A.A. Gill can go and fuck himself. Yeah.
Aside from knocking what clearly is a niche setting, Gil complained that the program was bigger on stations than comedy. I mean, what I'm thinking is they're getting their stats all wrong, because they're thinking, of course people won't view it as much, and we talked about this before, you won't get as many TV hits, but you'll get plenty of downloads. Which is just fucking ridiculous to make this argument, because the whole point of it being released is that you won't have as many fucking hits on a broadcast, fucking idiots.
Yeah. It's bound to have that effect. If you put it up for download, a lot of people will jump on that download straight away. And what's the point in staying in Friday at 9 for a damn cool show, but you've already seen it?
And they're also saying funny but rather old-fashioned. The IT crowd is short on innovation, plot, and humor. I laughed out loud only once, and then in the second half of the second episode, by which the time most sensible people would have switched over. You're just fucking idiots.
It's weird, because you get those kind of comments that say, oh yeah, well it's a bit of a niche market really, you know, it's about IT and yeah. You know, most of us don't deal with that, so we don't understand it, therefore we can't get the jokes. But yeah. Having gone through the comments of the blogs that link to us and fucked up our bandwidth, a lot of the replies to that were, it's not geeky enough.
Yeah.
It's too mainstream.
It is not geeky enough, and it is too mainstream.
They should have had a joke about compiling Linux at 3 a.m. and, you know, really obscure stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. So it's kind of too geeky for average everyday people, and it's not geeky enough for the geeks. I don't know what they're going to do. I like it. I enjoy it. So I'm going to keep watching.
Mm. Not hosting, but watching.
Not hosting. No.
Never again.
They're on their own now.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
You try and do someone a favour and you get bummed.
Yeah.
We'll have to start making t-shirts that say that and sell them to save Hacker Voice Radio.
So that last week we pushed 177 gig. It's weird.
Last week?
Yeah. And that was mainly episode, the 20th of August 2005 episode. How does that work out? If the total...
You sure?
Yeah. If the total hits from that is like 2.0, I'm wrong. No, actually I'm right. No, this is in bytes, bollocks. Ah, why don't they just fucking properly address these fucking
the graphs and
graphs correctly so that you don't read them and you think, wait a second, is that megs or kicks or bytes or jubilubs or fucking gigaflops or
give us a clue.
Yeah. Wait a second, wait a second. How many bytes is this? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so if it's 4...
That's 4 bytes.
Wait. 1, 2, 3. Bollocks, I'm wrong. Fuck, we are still in fucked.
Yeah,
we're fucked.
Trust me, I triple-checked it. I even called Carol Vorderman.
Yeah.
Right before she went on Countdown and said, punch these numbers for me, Carol. And she said, you're fucked, buddy. Yeah. So, there's no one more intelligent than Carol Vorderman.
Yeah, I missed that maths class. If 1 megabyte costs 99p,
then how fucked are you going to be when this happens?
And Charlie's web server, Charlie's web server transfers over 500 megs in under 2 hours. How fucked is Charlie to the closest megabyte?
Very correct.
Yeah, no wonder I failed my GCSEs.
Ah well.
Yeah,
darn it, what can you do?
Cool, well I think we're good on time.
Yeah, let's round it off then.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Let's finish off with some System of a Down. If you have
our system's probably gonna be down.
Yeah.
What song?
It's gonna be
it's the one that goes it's a classic.
You might like this one actually.
I actually do like System of a Down.
You do?
Yeah, I'm just taking the mickey to try and be cool. It's not really working, is it?
No.
No.
Just trying to find this this one here for a sec. Do. There we go, got it. Right. Do. Play. Send to. Active playlist. Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess, well, thanks for listening to another episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hit us back tomorrow. Hopefully not 5 million at once. for a news update on the existence of us.
Yep.
And if you have any pertinent news stories, please send them to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. As always, thank you for listening. I've been Belial.
I've been Sapphire.
I've been Planet Lave, and with any luck, we'll still be here.
Yeah, you'll still be Planet Lave.
Yeah.
And with any luck, I'll still be Belial.
And we'll still be broadcasting.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Good night, and this is System of a Down with Metro.